Remarks of the President to the officers and members of the Board of Trustees, American Dental Association, in the Rose Garden, October 16, 1951.
We're very fortunate to have this opportunity of meeting the President and having him come out into this Rose Garden with us and say a few words to us. We're very pleased with this opportunity, Mr. President.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much. I'm pleased to have you here. I've had quite a long and painful experience with your profession, and it's been very helpful. I still have, I guess, more teeth than most any other 67-year-old man, thanks to the treatment that I've received from good dentists. I'll never forget the first experience I had with a grand old man in Independence, Missouri. His name was Gaines, and he had a Colonel goatee of the Southern Confederacy. And while he worked on me, he explained the various mementos that he had, showed me a tooth about that long, or the cow's tooth, but he explained to me that he had had to take that out of a man's jaw one time, and it was very painful for him, but he didn't think he was going to have to take any of mine out, which he didn't. But I hope that you're as interested as I am in the general health of the United States of America. I was startled when I read the figures on the rejections for draftees in the Second World War. They ran over 34% for various reasons, mental and physical. And since that time, I've been trying to do something about it. I've had all sorts of accusations made against me about my intending to turn the country into a socialistic state and all that sort of business, but all I'm trying to do is to try to get the proper medical and dental care for people in a manner so they can pay for it. And if you study the various statements and messages that have been made on the subject, you'll find that there never has been a program more thoroughly and completely misrepresented. I wish you gentlemen would do that just for me. And find out for yourselves just what the facts and the truth are. And I don't think you disagree with me in the objective that I have in view. Because a nation that is in the position that ours is ought not to be disgraced by having more than one-third of its young men unfit for service for one reason or another. And we've made, I think, greatest strides in the history of the world in the medical profession all the way down the line. And I'd like for the vast majority of the people to have the benefit of that progress that we've made. They're not getting it, and principally because they can't afford it. But I think there is a way that they can get it. Now, if somebody's got a better way than the one I propose, I'm perfectly willing to accept it. And I hope you'll take a look at the situation, see what you can do to improve the physical condition of the people of this country. It's a great challenge. You can be very helpful at it. And all I want you to do is to get the facts. And don't believe what you see in certain magazines and papers.